Hey guys, welcome to Social BJJ with your boy Dave. On another pod episode today, we're going to be talking about no gi versus gi jujitsu. And if you know anything about me, then you know that I'm a no gi boy. Like, there's no way that you're going to really catch me in the gi unless there's like some promotion or a grand opening at a gym and I'm just showing some love. So I'm just there to put a belt on. But I got my reasons. And let's get into those reasons. One, the gi is trash. No, I'm joking. Before people just click on the real reasons for why I believe personally that no gi is better. I think it's more technical. I think no gi is more technical. And the reason behind that is that in no-gi, there aren't really any grips that you can have. Like, there's no cloth that you can grab. This, like, you only can grab the person, underhooks, overhooks. That's pretty much it for the most part. You know, tight waist or whatever the case may be, a little bit of wrestling mix in there, right? There's more movement in no-gi. So the pace is faster. So your execution has to be on a higher level. Like, it has to be more precise. There's sweat, so a lot of people might say that's a negative, right? Because they don't want sweat, but like, sweat is real. Like, it's real. You're sweating in the gi, but just because of the gi, you don't have to deal with that type of resistance, right? And I feel like that's a little bit make-believe. Of course, like, there's always that argument that people, like, you know, on the street, because if we got on the street and somebody was sweating, then they're going to slip out of their stuff. And I don't want to make that argument, even though it's true. I don't really want to make that argument because it's like, how often are any of us really going to be in a street fight to keep it a buck, right? Like, it's just not going to happen for the majority of us. It's not going to happen. And I do think somebody who trains in the gi would be able to control somebody who does not train at all in a street fight with clothes or even without clothes. At least I would like to think that. That being said, it is real world applicable. Like, I mean, like, it's just like, in any situation, you're fine. You're not relying on cloths. With the gi, you have to rely on a cloth. So, like, for example, when a no-gi guy goes with a gi guy, no-gi, obviously, the gi guy is like trying to do all these random weird types of grips that don't work, or they feel a little bit lost, like, oh, I can't get the bearings right, like, I don't know which, like, what to grab, there's nothing for me to grab onto. And I've heard this a lot. And, you know, when you put the no-gi guy into the gi, now, of course, there's some grips that they're not going to be necessarily familiar with, like, oh, you're grabbing on my clothes, or this is a little bit frustrating. But I feel like, personally, it's a little bit easier to adapt your game if you're coming from a no-gi to a gi, because now there's cloths, and you got to learn how to grab things. Of course, you got to learn how to grab the gi. You got to learn when to let go and things of that nature, which is something that I never learned. Right? This is another reason why I don't like the gi, is because I've never, like, I hurt my fingers so much. I remember seeing, like, a video of Keenan Cornelius. Like, he had so much tape on the knuckles of his fingers. And I was like, this is ridiculous. He was having, like, a hard time even just, like, making a fist because they were just, like, so swollen or messed up. I'm not sure if he has them fixed now or what the case may be. But, like, when you grab the gi and you're doing so much pressure in your hands, like, that power of just, like, you know, the grip power of grabbing the gi constantly is wearing and tearing on the tendons and ligaments in your fingers, in your hands. And that was something that, you know, me at the time, a 2-stripe white belt, 3-stripe white belt, I was starting to feel it. So I was like, this is something that I want to be a blue belt, I want to be a purple belt, eventually I want to get a black belt in jiu-jitsu, right? Like, you know, especially when you're starting off, gi belts really matter. I was like, I really want to, like, you know, be there. And and when my hands started, like, messing up, I was like, oh, this is going to be hard, though. But, you know, I just figure it out. It's just the way of the warrior. I'm going to start taping them up. And, you know, you got somebody named Eddie Bravo who pretty much, you know, revolutionized the scene of jiu-jitsu schools. Because now you have a whole bunch of 10 Planet gyms all around the world that are focusing on no-gi. And you can go there Monday through Sunday or sometimes Monday through Saturday, and it's just no-gi classes, and they're just focusing specifically on no-gi. And when I went to one of those gyms in Korea, it was mind-blowing. It's like, what? Like, a lot of the stuff that I learned in the Gracie Certified Training Center, I was able to apply to no-gi because it was just everything that they showed in the intro, the first like 32 or 36 moves, all of that is just self-defense stuff. So it wasn't dependent on sport. It wasn't like gi grappling. It wasn't anything like that. It was just really like how to defend yourself. You could do it with the gi or without the gi. It didn't matter. But of course, they wanted you to do the gi because their gi cost $200 that I paid for, right? But that's neither here nor there. Right, but when I went to the Tim Planet gym, oh wow, I'm able to do all this stuff, and my fingers don't hurt, and I'm able to use my speed. Whereas in the gi, I was being restricted. Now, am I like running around, jumping around a lot? No, I'm not doing it a lot, but I need to be able to move when I need to move, and I want to move when I can. And the onus is up to the other person to control me with proper grips, underhooks, overhooks. But then that opens up a whole new world of leg locks in no-gi. And then again, if we're talking about the street applicability, hopefully I'm saying it wrong, right? If we're talking about in the street, right, of course you get knocked out doing some leg locks. You could cause a lot of damage doing leg locks too, which is probably not the smartest thing to do. But sometimes, hey, if that's the situation you get caught in, that's the situation you get caught in, right? Like if that's the only thing you got, hopefully you could transition to something else. But, you know, when you find yourself there, you find yourself there. But it's a whole new world when you're entering that world, leg lock game. Because the gi is primarily upper body. Maybe you got some straight ankle locks, which is, it can be very serious. But for the most part, they're not too serious without the threat of a heel hook or aoki or, you know, whatever else that you can do. And no gi, because it's a little bit slippery, you're able to slip heels, maybe you're able to, you know, clear the knee line. Basically, once your knee is free, when somebody's doing a heel hook, for a heel hook to work effectively, they have to be able to control your knee they got to be able to control your hip in order to apply the pressure, the heel hook, which is actually going to break the knee. Right, so you need to control the joint above. So if somebody's going for ankle lock, you got to be able to control the knee in order to break the ankle, right? And so that conceptual approach. So if somebody is going for your heel, but you're able to slip your knee out, they're not controlling your hips, and you're able to slip your knee out. Now all they have is just your ankle. They're just grabbing onto your foot. It's not really as much of a danger. Just to explain that concept, I'm not sure how many people are familiar with leg locks or not. But that enters in a whole new world in no-gi, because in gi, again, most of the attacks are going to be upper body. And because of that, a lot of people like posture up to try to break those grips and things of that nature. When you posture up, your legs are exposed. But if you're not constantly attacking legs in gi, that's like literally Dean Lister says, like it's 50% of the body that you're avoiding. Like you have to mess with that. So if somebody is constantly avoiding your upper body game, which I find happens to me a lot nowadays, people don't want to come into my guard as much, or, you know, they're playing a little bit, you know, they're posturing out of all my grips. So what's hanging around? Legs. If I was like, hey, this is illegal for me to heel hook or do any of this stuff, so I'm just going to keep letting them posture up, or maybe put them in close guard and try to play close guard. Like, yeah, close guard might work a little bit better in gi than it would in no gi. But overall, it's a much slower game. If you're a little bit older, you know, it's probably better for you to have the gi on because you can slow things down. But if you're younger and, you know, you're a little bit athletic, then it's definitely no gi is going to be much, much better for you. If you want to lose some weight, I would even say no gi is going to be better for you. But also there's like that, you know, you put the gi on, it's going to make you sweat a little bit more. So, you know, ultimately I say no gi is better than gi, but there are definitely pros and cons, and I don't see the gi going anywhere. And I don't think it should go anywhere. Like, I think it looks pretty nice, especially when people wear their belts and everything. That's probably the only positive thing you're going to hear me talk about the gi. Whenever I see techniques, I'm like, ew, those are disgusting. Whenever I see gi techniques like spider guard, lasso guard, worm guard, all that stuff is just disgusting to me. Because it's like, you know, you're controlling my clothes. You're not controlling me. And I would much rather control the person than their clothes. Because I, of course, in a street situation, like, you know, you could choke somebody out with a t-shirt. They're wearing a t-shirt and you could choke them out. And that would come from your knowledge of doing, like, you know, cross-collar chokes in the gi. So I'm not hating on that. Like, you know, you could probably end fights a lot faster because of that knowledge too. So that's why I said earlier, gi guys would be able to take care of themselves. And gi ladies, gi gals, they'll be able to take care of themselves. I'm pretty positive. If you train grappling, you should be pretty dominant. But in my preference, no grips, more movement, faster pace, which equals tighter techniques. You could use it at the beach. You know, you just got out of water, somebody bumped into you and into you, and they kicked you in the leg, they slapped you in the face. You know, maybe they slapped your significant other or his or her backside, and you're like, well, no, you didn't just, you know, violate. Maybe they pushed your kids down, you know. You got to intervene. You know, maybe somebody's on top of your kid, hitting your kid. You got to intervene. On the beach, everybody's wet, slippery. You got to be able to handle that situation, right? Nothing to grip onto. So you got to do that no gi. I know some of the gi people, if you're still listening to it at this point, you definitely are disagreeing with me. And if you are, if you think gi is better, let me know in the comments. And if you are somebody who's a no gi and you're like, definitely no gi rocks, no gi is better, let me know in the comments. And if you're somebody in between, let me know why you like gi and no gi and where my arguments might fall short. But until the next time, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Take care. Peace.